This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. British Prime Minister Theresa May is expected to offer her post-Brexit plan on future relations with the European Union to come to a vote in Parliament January 14th. Facing almost certain defeat, she pulled the plan from a December 11 vote. Britain is set to leave the EU March 29.
I know this is not everyone's perfect deal. It is a compromise. But if we let the perfect be the enemy of the good, then we risk leaving the EU with no deal.
She rejected calls for a second referendum or test support for other options. Ms. May also indicated in her talks last week with EU officials she received further clarification on aspects of the withdrawal agreement and her government is seeking further political and legal assurances. Labour opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn lodged a motion of no confidence in Ms. May for not quickly rescheduling a vote on Brexit.
As the only way I can think of ensuring a vote takes place this week, I am about to table a motion which says the following, that this House has no confidence in the Prime Minister. Due to her failure to allow the House of Commons to have a meaningful vote straight away on the withdrawal agreement and framework for future relationships between the UK and the European Union.
Parliament is divided on the way forward, with factions pressing for various options on future ties with Brussels. The U.S. military Monday said it had killed dozens of militants in six separate airstrikes over the weekend in the vicinity of Gondarsh in south-central Somalia. The Pentagon said four strikes were carried out Saturday, killing 34 suspected al-Shabaab militants, while two more were taken out Sunday, leaving another 28 dead. The U.S. said the strikes carried out with its Somali partners were intended to prevent terrorists from using remote areas as a safe haven to plot, direct, inspire, and recruit for future attacks. This is VOA News. Russia has reportedly deployed more than 10 warplanes to Crimea after Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov alleged that Ukraine was preparing a provocation. The special U.S. envoy on Ukraine, Kurt Volker, Monday dismissed Moscow's warning of impending Ukrainian action as a way to deflect its own aggression.
Russia, as we know, it is claimed to control now the entire Kerch Strait. It is controlling access in and out. It is restricting the freedom of movement of vessels beyond what's necessary just for the safe passage, and that has then attacked these Ukrainian Navy ships. So I think that's what Russia is up to, and so as a deflection, they refer to, oh, Ukraine is planning attacks or Ukraine is provoking.
Tensions between Kyiv and Moscow heightened last month after Russia seized three Ukrainian vessels transiting the Sea of Azov and captured two dozen crewmen. The U.S. has voiced support for Bosnia's bid to join NATO despite calls that the Balkan country remain neutral made by the leader of the Bosnian Serbs. Deputy U.S. Secretary of State John Sullivan's support came after a meeting with the country's three-member inter-ethnic presidency. Serbia and Kosovo clashed Monday in the U.N. over the decision by Kosovo's parliament last week to create a standing army out of its National Defense Force. Aleksandar Vučić, the Serbian president, said it violates a 1999 U.N. resolution.
And I have to say that I'm very much worried, very much concerned, and a bit even afraid of the future and for the future, not only of my people, of our country, Serbia, but of an entire region.
Kosovar President Hazim Thaci said his country is a sovereign state and has a right to form its own army. The bodies of two female tourists from Scandinavia were found Monday in the Atlas Mountains of central Morocco with signs of neck wounds caused by knives. They were found near a popular trekking and hiking destination south of Marrakesh. An investigation is underway. The cybersecurity agency in the Czech Republic has warned network operators against using software or hardware made by Chinese telecom giants Huawei and ZTE because they pose a security threat. Wall Street's key indices slid another 2% Monday, with the S&P 500 now at a 14-month low. The benchmark Dow Jones lost another 500 points to 23,592. Richard Vento, president of Comprehensive Wealth Management, sees two troubling issues.
One is the fact that there's a trade war with China, which President Trump is trying to work out a better deal for the U.S. The other big thing going on right now, of course, is interest rates.
U.S. central bank policymakers are meeting this week for the last time this year amid concerns they will raise a key interest rate, slowing growth. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.